Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Office supply rooms. Go there. Think of staplers. I think of tape. I think of all the Bic pens I can chew. Oh. All the big
that made me laugh
chew.
Because I worked with you and you are a pen chewer.
I'm not anymore. I have.
Okay, good. I'm glad you moved on.
I've broken myself of chewing pens.
I'm glad.
When I said that, I'm like, did I chew pens when I worked with you? I did, didn't I? Yeah. We actually had a cup in the studio, I believe. You know, the one that holds all the pens. I think it said Tony's Chew Toys.
Yes, because I put that on there. And because I had a post recently that in my Facebook memories mm-hmm. that popped up, and it was me with these pens, and I'm like, Tony.
I think there's been like memos written in every place I've ever been employed at, other than my own company, where it was, you need to stop chewing the pens, seriously. Like, it's gross. It's not sanitary. Other people work here other than yourself. You know, things like that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I always chewed on like pens, and it's always the worst. Like when you're chewing on the end of it or something, and then it breaks, then you get like ink.
Busted.
I think I had that happen like once or twice, and did it deter me? No, not at all. I continued on like a trooper, and I continued to chew those pens until I needed serious dental work. No, I never needed dental work. But I always I don't know what the hell it was. It was my teething years. I'm glad I'm out of the teething years now. I'm looking around here. I have pens here. They're not chewed up at all. There's not even a mark.
So happy to hear that.
I don't know how I broke that. I really don't. I don't know. Huh? Maybe like I was hypnotized somewhere. There you go. You can break habits, everyone. That's the lesson of this episode. And that's it. Thanks for listening. This story is of a Florida man. And when you think of going back to the office supplies and the supply room, it can be, I mean, there's like torturous type equipment in office supply rooms if you really look at it. Like those fucking paper cutters, holy shit, that's like a guillotine. I'm surprised there's not more murders in office supply rooms, quite honestly.
Because he got a lot of things there.
You got a lot of things in there. I'm surprised people don't like cut their hands off and such. Jose Roja, 55, has pled guilty to the brutal killings of his colleagues, Francis Beniza and Robert James, more than 11 years after the gruesome incident. The deadly attack occurred on April 27th of 2012 at the offices of professional public adjusters in Florida. Rojas said in a 3-page letter to the judge that he'd like to receive the death penalty for his actions, a fate that the jury will now deliberate next month as the trial moves into the penalty phase. In the letter, Rojas said, "I'm tired, really tired, and I want to end this for all of us as fast and easy as I can. From what I understand, Your Honor has the power over my life, and Your Honor is the most intelligent person in this room. So I'm asking you, if I change my plea, what I really, really want, can you honor, Your Honor, make the order for the state to kill me quickly?" And here's the fucked up part about our system. Even when someone wants that, it's still going to take like another 15 years.
Which, because he wants that, if I was a family member or a loved one of one of these victims, I wouldn't want him to get what he wants. I'd be like, let him sit in there till he dies of old age.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I would want.
That's true. Roja, who had allegedly been embezzling from the company since December of 2011, reportedly overheard Veniza discussing unauthorized charges on a company credit card 2 days before the murders. Prosecutors claim that this triggered Roja to plan the violent workplace assault meticulously. Roja eventually admitted to the murders, revealing to the police that he lurked in the office wearing a dark hood. Upon the arrival of Veniza and James for work that morning, he shot them both with a pellet gun, and detailed in the arrest affidavit. According to his confession, he proceeded to restrain them in their office chairs using duct tape. And while pressuring Veniza to authorize a significant withdrawal from her checking account, as Veniza began to scream, Roja resorted to using a mop to silence her. Subsequently, James started screaming too, and Roja claimed that the next thing he knew, he was covered in blood. Prosecutors assert that Roja conveniently forgot brutally beating Veniza and James to death with a hole puncher, letter opener. Oh, fuck. Here's where it comes into play. This is my worst fucking nightmare, I think. And the blade from a paper cutter.
Yep. He did it.
I've never heard of a paper cutter being used in a murder, and I'm actually kind of surprised. I've never heard of this happening. But here you go.
It's like he went in and was like, what can I use to kill somebody out of the supply room? This.
There's a lot of murder weapons in the supply room. Tons. You could highlight someone to death. You just sit, you know, I'm going to highlight every inch of your body and this marker is going to poison you. That'd be a slow death. During their opening statement, prosecutors presented the bloody hole puncher and duct tape as evidence to the jury. Rojas' attorney countered in his opening statement, citing his client's acute depression stemming from childhood trauma and brain injuries incurred during years of playing soccer. Who fucking cares? You did this to somebody.
You're the defense lawyer. You got to think of something.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, well, you know, he's had a rough time. You know, the soccer injuries and shitty childhood. You know, sometimes people just go murder people in the supply room. I think we should, you know, give him a second chance. Veniza attempted to contact her daughter in New York while James reached out to his life partner in Italy begging for help. Unfortunately, their efforts were in vain as Roja allegedly continued the relentless assault until their deaths. Roja, covered in blood, was confronted by police outside the building and attempted to flee. After a chase, he was apprehended in an alley next to a supermarket. Following 17 hours of police interviews, Roja reportedly confessed to the heinous crimes. Charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of armed kidnapping and attempted robbery, Roja has been held without bond since April 28th of 2012. His trial began on Wednesday and took an unexpected turn when he entered a guilty plea on Friday. Initially considering an insanity defense, Roja's defense lawyer referred to his client as being in a psychotic state at the time of the killings.
I mean, I would think most people are when they're in the middle of murdering someone.
Wouldn't you almost kind of have to be? I mean, I guess you don't have to be. There's plenty of people who are totally cool with this concept. And that's the scariest. Like, I'd rather someone be in a psychotic state because then you at least it's, you know, it's not coming from the heart, if you will. It's like, but when it's coming from the heart, they're like, yeah, I'm killing you. Like, I'm enjoying this. That's a little different than someone who has some mental illnesses going on.
In this psychotic state, like, okay, so he obviously went to work that day with that intention.
Mm-hmm.
Because he dressed appropriately for murder, I guess. and then looked around for something, but he brutalized these people. Like it's, I think it, like, it sounds like they were tortured before they died.
Yeah, very much does sound like,
you know, that. He duct taped him to a chair. And I'd read somewhere in a story about this where the boss was, had seen, like, it was like a $3,500 charge and that he allegedly charged something. And that's what he didn't want to get caught for. $3,500 is nothing. You could pay that back.
What is your goal in something like this? You don't want to get, so the goal initially here is, I don't want to get caught for spending money irresponsibly or illegally or unauthorized. So I'm going to kill the people who are looking into this. It's right. going to still get caught. And you're going to get caught for murdering them in the fucking supply room.
Like, I mean, it makes no sense.
Like, how is that the solution?
Don't get the, you know, this happened so long ago and he's been held without bond since 2012.
No, I'm going to guess that's just our shitty court system.
And then the other thing about Florida that I read, so I don't know if the judge makes the decision himself or herself or if it's a jury. And in Florida now, you don't need a unanimous jury to find someone to give them the death penalty. You need 8 out of 12.
Oh, in Florida, really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's a Ron DeSantis thing that I was reading about, that's some law that they passed.
Mm-hmm.
So they do not need a unanimous jury. And I could actually see if the jury was to decide 8 out of 12 saying, okay, if that's what
you
want.
Well, I mean, it's one of those, I think you go to the family and you ask the opinions there of what do you want here? Not even the jury. I mean, go to the family. The family should express it to the jury and then the jury can make their decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you're the family,
agreed. I think the family should have a say in that.
They should, they should be the jury on this part of the decision. Because if he's sitting there going, like, kill me, maybe he was in a psychotic state and now he's out of it and realizes just the horrible, horrible things that he's done. And he wants to die. I mean, if you were in a psychotic state and you came out of it and you really honestly don't have memory of it because your mind was so fucked up and you just find out you did that, I think I'd probably want to die too.
Doesn't get to decide that. He can request that, but doesn't mean that that's even on the table.
Well, I'll tell you what'll end up happening here. He either gets the death penalty and is executed, or he executes himself in prison. It will be one of the two. He won't be on this planet much longer.
I can see that.
I don't see if the state won't do it, he probably will. You know, or someone else in the prison will. I don't know. You can't put someone like that in solitary confinement or suicide watch forever. And they'll find their way. And at the end of the day, oh, well, when you're the victims here, you know, you want to see them, you know, suffer to a certain extent. But at some point that's not good for you. That's not healthy for yourself. And being able to kind of say, person did this horrible, horrible shit to my family and took away from me some of the most important things in my life, but I need for my own good to be able to move forward in my own life and not be concerned with this monster anymore or have that monster take up any more of moments of my life or thought process on anything. And if that person's dead or alive, I don't fucking care. I think, and if that is the thought and it's just up to the rest of the society, get rid of them. Remove them from the planet. There's no purpose anymore for someone like that to exist.
And it's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, he ended his life. He ended their lives all over. He's embezzling money.
Yeah.
He could have not even seen jail time.
No.
Who knows? They could have pled something. He might have ended up with some kind of misdemeanor and probation. But instead, he did this. That's some bad decision making.
And for the first time in any story ever, I've heard of a paper cutter being used as a murder weapon. My nightmares
are made of
have been confirmed.
Want to listen ad-free? want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, mm-hmm. but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.